It's Debbie Norling from California, and my short review today is about an MP3 player, and don't shut it off yet because there is something very unique about this MP3 player. Again, we're going to start out with the why, the what, and the where. Okay, well, we don't have to go over why you need an MP3 player, but I have to give away the secret right away. This is a waterproof MP3 player. Now, I know you've heard of water-resistant things. This guy's waterproof. It's actually waterproof up to 1 meter. So you're not supposed to go diving with it, but it's wonderful for swimming, and it's wonderful for standing around in the rain waiting for a bus. It has a built-in radio, so it's also wonderful anytime you're a little concerned that you might get wet. I've taken showers and baths with it. I've done water sports with it, and I have stood in many rainstorms waiting for the bus or walked on the rain. It's really fun to walk in the rain with your music on. I think so, at least. Okay, that why was pretty simple. Let's try the what. This MP3 player, according to my tape measure, is just a tad under 2 inches on all sides, and it's kind of a oval shape. And that's without the waterproof part attached. It's actually got 2 parts. So the main unit is this little circular shaped duber. It has 6 buttons on the front arranged like a sideways braille cell. 1, 2, 3 in the first row, 4, 5, 6 in the second row. The middle top button is play. The buttons to the far right and left of play are backtrack and forward track, respectively. The bottom middle button is menu. The buttons to the left and right of menu are down volume and up volume, respectively. It's a really nice symmetrical arrangement. It has a display. The display is bright blue. It's so blue I can see it, and I don't usually see displays at all. I can't see the words on it. I can just see that it's really, really bright blue. So that's nice because I can tell if it's on. The lettering on the display is very, very tiny. My fully sighted husband says it's a struggle to see the display. The menus are only 6 characters long, so you have to memorize all these little cryptic abbreviations if you're sighted. You don't need the menus very often, thank goodness. To play it, you push play. To stop it, you push play. To put it on hold, you hit menu once, play once, and menu once again. To turn it on or off, you hold play for about 5 seconds. It makes a very distinctive knack sound when it's turned on. It makes no sound when it's turned off, but the display does go off. The menus let you set treble and bass, which is unnecessary, really. They also let you turn on the radio. Turning on the radio is also fairly simple. You hold the menu for a minute. You hit the right or the left button. Doesn't really matter which one because the menus always start at the same place. The menus can't remember where they were last, which is a good thing. And then you hit the menu again. So that's very simple. And then you're in the radio. And then the up and down buttons and the volume buttons work the way you would expect in the radio. The play button does nothing when you're using the radio. And the menu button switches between using presets, which are a little bit hard to set without vision. They can be done, but it's not that easy. And if you hit the menu button again, you're back just using the radio regularly so that you're tuning up and down through stations. That is the main unit. That unit is water resistant, but it's not waterproof. Now, to waterproof this puppy, you have a little, well, waterproofing oval duber. And, I forgot to say that on the bottom of the main unit is a USB port, and it's covered by a little rubber cover. And it's one of those mini USB plugs, same thing that you find on the book port or book courier. But it has got this cute little rubber cover over it. And to the right side of that is a little headphone jack, and you can plug any standard earbud headphones into it. Okay, so back to the little extraneous waterproofing oval duber. I don't know what you would call it. It's about 1 inch long, and you literally screw it into the bottom on top of the USB port. And extending out from the side of this gadget are the waterproof headphones. They're directly molded into the bottom of that case, the case of the waterproofing unit. I think it's more fun to call it a Duber myself, though. Anyway, so there is a mini plug that extends from inside of the waterproofing Duber, and it mates with the mini plug in the main unit. And the headphones themselves are permanently molded into the waterproofing Duber. I don't know if I'm explaining this right. Anyway, you use a penny or something like that to screw the whole thing together, and these rubber seals mate up, and you screw it nice and tight, and voila, it's now waterproof. It floats on the surface of the water. It has a little belt clip which keeps coming detached from my swimsuit. It's supposed to clip to your goggles better than your swimsuit. I don't wear goggles when I swim. So I don't know, but it tends to get unclipped and start floating away, so I always have to keep making grabs for it while I'm swimming. It stays attached best if you're doing the crawl. It doesn't stay as well attached if you're doing the breaststroke. It is just marvelous to swim laps with music. I found before that I felt like a little goldfish going round and round in circles, but I really needed to swim those laps because it made me feel so much more energetic and happy in the afternoons if I did a swim at lunch. But it was so boring before. And now when I use this and I, you know, crank up the jazz or the rock and roll, I have an even better swim. The radio doesn't really work underwater. It works great if you're on your back or you're treading water, but when you go underneath, it doesn't really work. The manual says that the radio FM reception is terrible underwater. There is no AM in the radio, but the FM receiver is quite good. So if you were doing water aerobics or water skiing or anything where your head was above water, you could pretty much listen to the radio as long as you were outside. I did try this in an enclosed hot tub. And unfortunately, any of those buildings that are concrete, your radio reception goes way down. So, but you always have music if you put it in there. This unit is called the MP120, and the reason I didn't tell you the model number in the beginning is because the model number isn't actually used in the advertising. I didn't learn the model number until I downloaded the PDF manual. It's made by Oregon Scientific, and it's their only MP3 player, so it's mostly referred to as the Oregon Scientific Waterproof MP3 player, but its official model is the MP120. There's a unit for 128 megabytes, 256, 512, all the way up to 1 gigabyte. I have the 128 megabyte model. There's two more things I forgot to tell you about it. The first one is that when the batteries die after about 10 hours, and these are internal batteries that cannot be removed by the user, you simply plug it into your USB port for 2 hours and that charges it. Of course, you've got to unscrew the waterproofing Duber to get to the USB port, so you want to make sure it's all dried off before you do that. But it really does only charge in 2 hours. It's pretty nifty. So I can come to work and charge it up before I go for my swim at lunch. The other thing I need to tell you is the price, $75 for the 128 megabyte model. I believe it's about $100 for the 256, and it's over $300 for the 1 gigabyte model. It's all over the internet. You can buy it from a variety of places. I have been swimming with mine now since Christmas. I actually got it as a Christmas morning present. I was in a hotel, and my husband gave it to me, and I went immediately down to the hotel pool and gave it a try. So it still is working. I've had to charge the batteries 5 or 6 times, so I guess it won't break on you at least right away. You can go to www.oregonscientific.com and you can buy retail there. That site is rather difficult to navigate, but you don't need to do that. Amazon sells it, and lots of other discounters sell it even cheaper. So if you search for the Oregon Scientific MP3 player, you don't really need to know the model number, and in fact the model number will probably throw you off because it doesn't seem like anyone's really using it. The manual's pretty readable, except that the button names aren't readable. So you may want to print it out and have a sighted person tell you what the button names are. But except for the menus, you're pretty okay. You push play, it plays. You push the volume, it turns down. So unless you really need to change the bass and treble, you don't actually need those menus. Once again, to go to the radio, if you do buy one and don't have sighted help, it's so easy. You hold the menu for a couple of seconds, you push the right or the left, doesn't really matter, track, and then you tap the menu again, and you'll know you're in the radio because it comes in nice and loud. All right, that concludes my review of the MP120 Oregon Scientific waterproof MP3 player.